Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're exploring a really fascinating part of the fashion world. Latex is, often linked to very specific looks, but it seems to be breaking out of that niche. It's catching the eye of designers and, well, wearers in some pretty surprising ways. Our guide for this exploration is a really insightful interview from Latex247. It's with Leanne, who's the owner and the chief designer behind a brand called Latex Peach.
Right.
So our mission here is to kind of unpack how this material is gaining ground, understand what makes it so appealing, and honestly, what makes it feel so transformative for the people who wear it.
Yeah, and this source, it's great because it gives us such a, well, a personal look into this designer's journey, but it also paints a really vivid picture of the whole latex scene right now. It shows how things like, you know, luxury fashion, club wear, and even really personal expression, they're all starting to connect much closer than you might think.
Okay, so let's get into Latex Peach itself. It sounds like more than just clothes, right? Mm. It's described as blurring lines between like romance, club energy, and bedroom intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Leanne really emphasizes that the pieces are handcrafted for everybody and spirit. The goal seems to be creating a second skin for seductive confidence.
That's a great phrase.
Isn't it? And they don't just sell it. They actually teach latex design, too, through workshops. Which is pretty cool.
So,
that leads us right into Leanne's own story. Seems like fashion was always there for her. She calls herself a typical 90s girl making outfits for her Barbies.
Huh. Yeah, I think a lot of us remember doing something similar.
Totally.
Mm.
And she took that passion and got formal training in fashion arts from when she was just 16. Really leaned into the clothing and textile side of things.
And her interest was already kind of specific, wasn't it? Like contouring burlesque styles.
Yeah.
That sort of laid the groundwork for finding latex.
Exactly.
That aha moment. It came from watching a late night episode of Sexcetera, you remember that show, exploring alternative scenes.
Vaguely, yeah.
And she admits she was definitely underage at the time, but that's where she first saw figures like Dita Von Teese, heard about places like Torture Garden in London.
Ah, okay.
And that just sparked this huge fascination for her.
And it clearly stuck. I mean, she designed her first ever latex outfit for her first time going to Torture Garden.
Wow. Talk about diving in head first.
Right. A jade green outfit with matching wig and shoes.
Oh.
That's committing to the look. And she's been working with latex now for, what, over a decade?
Yeah, over 10 years. That dedication, it really shows how, you know, a personal fascination can become a real career path. Straight out of uni, she just went for it, applied to all the big latex names in London.
Smart move.
And she got a job at Libidex. They're one of the most well-known brands in London, for sure. Started as a Saturday shop assistant.
Okay.
But just 3 months later, she was training in their studio, then quickly moved into pattern design and development. But she still liked doing the Saturday shop shifts, interacting with customers.
Keeping that connection.
Exactly. It really shows how getting your foot in the door, even at entry level, and having that real passion can lead to, well, growing really quickly in a field.
So inspiration for the designs themselves, where does that come from? This part's really interesting.
Yeah, it's quite varied.
She mentions vintage lingerie Fredericks of Hollywood, that kind of thing, but also modern luxury brands like Agent Provocateur or Honey Burdette.
Mm-hmm, high-end stuff.
And within the latex world itself, she looks up to designers like Softskin Latex, Antidote London, and Atsuko Kudo, you know, those really bold, glamorous styles.
But what really jumped out at me was the personal connection. She said her biggest inspiration has been her best friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She talked about these late night sketching sessions before events, making last minute outfits together. That kind of shared creativity and support sounds like it was, you know, super important.
That's lovely. So the core idea, the philosophy behind Latex Peach, she says the designs live between sex and style. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, the idea is that a piece could work for, say, an intimate dinner date, then transition right into a sweaty club night, and finally, you know, undress in the bedroom.
Versatile, then.
Exactly. It's like taking that lingerie as outerwear trend and applying it to latex, trying to get people to see it as sensual, stylish, and versatile, not just one specific thing.
Right. Breaking down those rigid categories.
And practically speaking, working with latex, she actually loves the simplicity of it.
Simplicity with latex. That sounds counterintuitive.
I know, right? But she explains you don't need to rely on machines or have a studio full of gadgets. Apparently, all you really need is a table and a cutting mat.
Hmm. So it's more about the hand skills.
Precisely. It makes it more artisanal, maybe even lowers the barrier for new designers. It's less about equipment, more about talent.
That makes sense.
The big challenge, though, She says it's time, especially because she makes multiple samples for everything, wants to get it just right.
Right, the perfectionism. That must take ages. So, thinking about the customer then, how do people react? Especially those maybe not familiar with latex.
Well, that's fascinating too. She says people at like non-kink events are often surprised to find out her pieces are latex.
They don't recognize it.
Apparently not always. They might mistake it for regular lingerie, or if there's lace detail, they think it's maybe printed or dipped fabric, not actual latex lace.
Wow. Okay.
And that kind of leads to the bigger question. What does latex fashion actually mean to Leanne?
Yeah, what's her take?
She calls it a form of expressive dressing, bold, playful, and powerful. She feels latex lets you sort of embody a persona while you are wearing it.
A persona. Interesting.
And the feedback from people trying it for the first time, they're always surprised at how freeing it feels, which again, might not be what you'd expect.
No, freeing isn't the first word that comes to mind.
Right. And she mentioned her laser cut designs especially change people's perceptions of the material.
How so? Laser cutting.
Yeah, it allows for these incredibly intricate patterns, almost like lace, but made from latex. It completely challenges that idea of latex just being, you know, smooth, solid sheets, opens up way more aesthetic possibilities.
That sounds amazing. So, okay, what about mainstream appeal? Is latex breaking through?
Well, she says it's creeping in. She mentioned Adidas even did something with latex, which was a surprise.
Adidas, wow.
But she still feels latex will always stay a niche product.
Why is that?
Her reasoning is that it's high maintenance and not meant for everyday wear, and she actually adds that this is part of its charm.
Ah, the exclusivity factor.
Kind of. She doesn't see it becoming something you just buy off the peg in a regular high street shop.
Okay.
It's a fair point about the care needed, but, you know, you wonder if other designers might try to make it more durable or integrate it differently, maybe change that niche idea over time.
Good question.
No.
So, for someone who is curious, what are the biggest hurdles, according to Leanne?
The main thing seems to be that people just don't expect how good it makes them feel.
How so?
How it shapes, defines, and flatters in unexpected ways. It creates a silhouette that other fabrics just don't.
Right. The unique compression and shine.
Exactly. But her advice for newbies is pretty straightforward. Don't start with a full catsuit.
Says it all.
Yeah, she says it can be overwhelming to get it on the first time. Start smaller, maybe accessories or separates.
And she gave some tips for actually working it into like more everyday looks.
She did. She suggests layering it with something sheer or maybe using a complementing colored mesh for a more wearable daytime look.
Okay, layering. Like how? Can you give us an example?
Sure. Imagine maybe like a sleek latex camisole under a sheer blouse or a latex pencil skirt paired with a soft, maybe chunky knit sweater.
Ah, I see. The contrast.
Exactly. The sheer layer lets the latex peek through, gives it an edge, but it's not full on. And accessories are great entry points too. A latex belt or a choker can add that texture and shine without being a whole garment.
Subtle integration. I like that. Makes it seem less intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
So looking ahead, say, the next 5-10 years, what does Leanne see for the industry?
She's really optimistic, sees it exploding year by year. She loves that there are new aesthetics and brands coming up.
More variety.
Yeah, and she thinks this will lead to much stronger identity within brands.
Yeah.
Meaning, as a customer, you won't just be choosing latex. You'll be choosing a specific designer style of latex, you know, like you do with regular fashion houses. You connect with a particular vision.
Right, more refined choices. Allows for more personal expression that way, too.
Definitely.
And what about her own big dream? Who would she love to dress?
She wants to create outfits for women who treat fashion as a form of expression, bold, playful, and always evolving.
Okay. Any specific names?
She mentioned Doechii, Julia Fox, and Lady Gaga.
Ah, okay. That makes perfect sense. Those artists really embody that kind of fearless style.
Totally. And a little teaser for her own future.
Yeah.
She's apparently been asked to show at the German Fetish Ball 3 times now, so maybe next year we might see a latex peach catwalk debut.
Ooh. Exciting. We'll have to keep an eye out for that. What an incredible journey we've taken into latex fashion today.
It really has been.
We've sort of unpacked that unique mix of style and sensuality in Leanne's work, heard about her own design journey, and discovered that latex can actually be, well, surprisingly comfortable and expressive.
Yeah, and if you zoom out a bit, Leanne's story, it really drives home how personal expression can be channeled through even the most unexpected materials. It makes you question assumptions about what fashion is, how it's made, and crucially, how it makes us feel. It's not just the garment, is it? It's the confidence, the persona it unlocks.
That's a really powerful point. It's about creativity pushing boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So here's something to maybe chew on as you go about your day. Think about how a piece of clothing, one that might seem extreme or intimidating on the surface, can actually offer this deep sense of confidence, even transformation. What other materials, or maybe styles, in your own life might hold that kind of surprising power for self-expression that perhaps you haven't tapped into yet? If you want to continue this deep dive yourself, definitely check out designers like Latex Peach. You can find them on their website, Instagram, TikTok, all the usual places.
Yeah, lots to explore.
Or keep up with the wider world of latex and alternative fashion through resources like Latex 247, where the original interview came from. Lots to discover.